going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Parents, the question is this morning, how do you handle toddler meltdowns in public? That's got to be tough. And I feel like this is incredibly relatable. Mm-hmm. It, maybe you haven't dealt with this yourself or you don't have kids, but you've seen parents in public deal with this. It's painful.
It's really hard to watch. But it's like a car accident. You can't look away.
I've seen it dozens of times take place on an airplane. Whoa, can't do anything.
Yeah. You're trapped in a metal tube floating in the sky.
Here's the message from our listener, Jacqueline, this morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I have a pretty relatable topic for Parental Confidential. I'm a parent to a very spirited 3-year-old who has recently mastered the art of public meltdowns. Whether we are at the grocery store, a park, or even a family gathering, the slightest no can turn into a full-on tantrum. Now, I've tried staying calm. I'm offering choices and distracting my child with toys or snacks, but sometimes nothing works whatsoever. The stares from strangers make it even harder to keep my cool. And the other day when we were leaving Wegmans, my child had a meltdown because all he wanted to do was play with a box of Advil that I was going to buy, and I gave it to the cashier instead of him. Mm. He screamed bloody murder until we left, and it was just awful. How do your parents handle these moments? Thanks so much. 585-252-9800.
I mean, we're not parents, but I think my biggest piece of advice is pick and choose your battles, but also, like, don't give in at any sign of struggle, because then they just end up being spoiled brats.
It's terrible. The other Sunday, I was in church. Child had a meltdown, which that will happen. Mm. But the child had the meltdown when the pastor was speaking and delivering this, like, really intense message, and the parents didn't do anything. They let the kid cry. Now, wouldn't that typically be a situation where you would remove the child out of respect for the person speaking, along with all the people that attended Mass?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, I understand when you say don't engage, but in this situation, you should have probably engaged.
Probably. Yeah. I would probably engage slightly. Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but when I had meltdowns as a kid, that was it. My father did not play. He grabbed me. He let me have it.
Dramatic now. I had a meltdown when I had the chicken pox, and my mom told. I mean, I don't remember. I have no recollection. But my mom told me that I was throwing my body on the ground and ripping the carpet out with my teeth.
Oh,
with
you are
your teeth.
You're munching on the carpet, huh?
Let's go over to that.
Let's see if we can offer Jacqueline some help here this morning. Let's go over to Meg that's weighing in. Appreciate any help on this one, you guys. Meg says, regardless of what I'm doing, I will take my kid and march him straight to the car and go home. I once left a grocery cart full of items because my 6-year-old wanted to have a meltdown because I wouldn't buy her Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oof.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
I have seen parents leave a grocery cart full. That's their food for the week. They were done. And just to prove a point, they left.
They'll come back for it later when they need it.
Wait.
Not if Helping Hands gets to it first.
Did I tell you guys, this is so off topic and I want to keep it on the rails, but I was in Walmart the other day and I caught this woman stealing. Well, she got caught stealing and she paid for like half of the groceries and someone went up and was like, hey, can I see your receipt? She's like, yeah, I have to go grab a prescription at the pharmacy super quick. Bolted, never came back, left the item she paid for because she was going to get arrested for stealing.
Kid was still in the cart, left everything. Don't engage. This person says in all caps, do not engage. Let them cry. And if other people have a problem with it, too bad. I feel like other parents are going to understand, though. I think, and listen, when I bring up kids crying on an airplane, yes, it's extremely annoying. But the people that roll their eyes, it's like, what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do?
There's only so much that can be done.
You know, we're 25,000 feet up.
Right.
Chrissy says, I find what helps me the most is eliminating my anxiety. People are watching. People are thinking I'm a bad parent. But by locking eyes with the nearest person and saying confidently, with a smile, he's a professional paid actor to make others feel better about their kids. Sometimes people laugh at that because they get it. But it helps me approach this situation more calmly.
Not you lying to the people in the grocery store.
I think that's a great approach.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's actually kind of funny.
You're making a joke.
Yeah,
you know,
it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
You're trying to put out a fire here. Audrey says, ignore, ignore, ignore. And if that doesn't work, leave the store. But that rarely happens. Don't feed into their toddler BS. Ignore the stranger staring. Most of them understand anyways.
This person says, have you had your child checked for autism, etc.? Autism mom here. And my daughter used to have full-blown meltdowns when she was younger, to the point where she was self-harming. Mm-hmm. It was hard to deal with the tantrums, but once we actually figured out what was going on, it made it a little bit easier. This person writes, I have dropped everything I've had in the grocery cart and left the store and made my kid calm down, and then we would re-enter when my kid was ready.
What happened to my groceries? They took it. They put everything back. Sometimes it just is worth the money to do Instacart. You know what I mean?
No. Mm. Actually, though. I mean, I've never done it. I'm too cheap. But, like, I heard it's worth it.
Speaking of self-harming.
Oh.
Oh?
Not the segue. Yes.
Speaking of self-harming, when I was a kid, when I had my meltdowns,
yeah,
I would inflict bane onto myself. So I'd go into my bedroom, I'd close the door, and I'd bash my head up against the wall repeatedly.
That makes so much sense.
Now everything's clicking.
For us, not him.
Not to mention,
wait, never. It'll never.
Not to mention the time my father accidentally threw me up into a ceiling fan that was on. Let's go over this person. One of my kids tried one time while we were grocery shopping. One time. And my husband took her out to the car, made her sit, strapped in her car seat until she stopped. She was either 3 or 4 at the time, and she never did it again. None of my other kids have ever really thrown tantrums either, but they all tried at least once. I would immediately remove the child and leave wherever we were if they did this. Where are the parents that beat their kids? Where? I don't see them texting.
No, they're silent.
No, they're not
silent.
Listening to this.
They know CPS Liz is a fan.
Yeah, CPS Liz listening.
This person says, not a parent, however, I do recall being a bad kid and my mom getting down to my level, looking me dead in the eyes and calmly saying, do you want to go home? And I was like, no. So I shut up and I behaved. So.
Yeah, because some of these kids, you can't just sit there and talk calmly to them. That doesn't always work.
Well, it's like, where are my gentle parenting parents at?
This is them. They're texting in right now. We're reading their messages. Hi, guys. I just wanted to recommend 2 books really quick that are lifesavers. Tell That Woman to Purchase Tiny Humans, Big Emotions. Also, The Explosive Child. But make sure she gets the 6th edition. They're both extremely helpful. That came in from Rachel from Irondequoit. That's helpful. Yeah, thank you. Those are on Amazon. You can grab those. Sometimes reading does help. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is actually a good suggestion. I mean, when you think about it, most grocery stores are very overstimulating, so maybe that child just can't handle that much stimulation. I've seen kids in the grocery store wearing noise-canceling headphones, and they do help.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good idea,
that's
too.
That's literally just me walking around with my AirPod Pro Maxes, so...
And everybody's going to parent differently. It depends. But Jacqueline, I would grab those two books. Tiny Humans, Big Emotions, and The Explosive Child. The sixth edition.
Not the sixth edition.
You got to get the sixth edition. Thanks for the messages this morning, guys. We'll do another parental coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm not going to even try and convince people that I'm an awesome swimmer because I am 100% not. Have I always wanted to be a good swimmer? Yes. Can I do it now? No. Why? Because my stamina.
Those shoulders aren't broad enough, bro.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
I guess so. Yesterday, I was walking up the steps with groceries, and I was absolutely gassed, Joe.
That's unfortunate,
absolutely
dude.
Gassed. So if you're looking for a job this summer, both Monroe County and Ontario County needs lifeguards at the local pools, the beaches.
Are you ready to come out of retirement, Joe?
Oh,
because I told you, I'm gassed. I can't do it.
I know.
We need people.
It can't be us. I mean, there's one person on this show that needs to step up, and if I were to put money on any of us, it'd be you.
Yeah, I mean, I did swim in college for 3 years, and I was a lifeguard for two of those years.
We need
you. You were a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Save our city.
I was so jealous. Some of my buddies in high school all got full rides to UB for swimming. Full scholarships.
Yeah, they don't even do men's swimming anymore at UB.
See,
sounds like your friends really thrived over there.
Well, shut
down.
It was a little while back. So here's the deal too. Ontario County is going to use the funds for a New York State program that's going to allow teens and young adults to get reimbursed for the cost of lifeguard certification and training. I looked it up. It's typically $285 to get certified. You're going to get that money back. If you need to get recertified, it's $185. Do you remember what you paid as a lifeguard?
I paid nothing because I worked at the YMCA and they were like, hey, lifeguards.
Would you like
to be a lifeguard? We'll waive your fee.
When you were down at the other station before you got here this morning, we were talking about this and we were asking the question, you know, for the most part, Moose said it's like a pretty chill job.
It's kind of chill.
Right. You're tanning, you're listening to music, all the things.
Yeah.
How many times did you have to take life-saving measures on someone while you were lifeguarding?
Twice in 2 years.
Once a year? That's not
No, what it was happened? It was actually twice in one summer.
Really?
What happened? Yeah. They were literally drowning?
Well, yeah, kind of. Well, one time it was a kid didn't know how to swim during the swim test, and I was like, well, now I actually have to jump in and save you. Because
this was a pool. This wasn't the lake.
The first one was, well, the kid is in way over their head, 8 foot deep. All right. Lifeguard Joe jumps into action.
You're like playing words with friends. You're like, come on, Johnny. All right.
And then the second time, a little girl was in the lake and then jumped in and landed on another kid.
Oh, geez.
The kid that got landed on popped up just fine. The girl who landed on her, like, because it was two little girls, and she cut her leg wide open.
So you had to run in.
I had to jump in, pull her out, and then carry her to a place where I could administer first aid.
You're low-key a hero.
When you jumped in, did you do it with your shirt on or shirt off?
Which time?
Anytime.
The one that was indoors, my shirt was on. The one that was outdoors, my shirt was off.
Okay, got it. So the goal here, guys. the goal here. Well, I was telling Breezy this morning, if I was ever going to be a lifeguard, I'm running in with my shirt on because I'm self-conscious. But I think the goal here is to help fill lifeguard positions across the county and just to kind of help teens and young adults be able to take advantage of a lot of the openings by eliminating the cost, because there's a lot of people who are like, I can't afford the $285.
Right.
You know, that's required for the training and the certification. But I think one thing, too, I'm always going to be envious about when it comes to swimmers is just how incredibly ripped they've always been. I mean, look at Michael Phelps. Guy was eating 10,000 calories a day. He was abs of steel. If I can have one app, I'll take one app. Give me one app. That's all. I'm not asking for a lot here.
Moose, if you need swim lessons, I can teach you.
It's not about that.
Oh, my God. After the show? After hours?
So generous of you. Guys, imagine clocking out after a long shift only to unroll a sleeping bag between the very machines you just powered down.
I'm not.
Thinking about this gives me nothing but anxiety. I would never want to sleep at the radio station, even if it saved me a 45-minute commute. And then I started thinking about an experiment to see how well this would play out. I'll share it with you and what we're doing coming up next.
Get your sleeping bag ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. If there is one thing I would absolutely hate to have to do, it's sleep where I work.
Oof.
And I'm not talking about what nurses do, where they just put in a 36-hour shift so they go in the cleaning closet and take a nap.
They have a very important job.
I don't think that situation is strange. I get that. You know, you got to rest up when you're saving lives. But hear me out for 1 second, because I can't be alone on this. So my friend's apartment manager decided that she's going to move into the building that she works at. So now this woman is neighbors with my friend. So now she's working there 12 hours a day, and then the other 12, she's sleeping and doing whatever else.
That's exactly how my apartment complex is, too. There's like a building in the center where all the maintenance people live. It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. So this is every day, all day now. And I'm like, I don't care if it saved me 45 minutes off my commute. I couldn't sleep at the radio station. Could you?
No.
Could you?
I mean, there's like mice in here, so no.
Wow. That was a one-time occurrence. But think about how many of you work a remote job from home. And I started thinking about this. Like, you're in the same spot all day in your home or apartment, but some of you have a 3-bedroom house with an extra office. What about the people that work all day from home in their studio and their desk is next to their bed?
Didn't you used to do this back in the day when you had like club nights and stuff?
It was...
But you were also like 20.
Well, so. I came, but I'm not like, I wasn't living here.
Staying here.
I come in early and sleep under the table in the conference room. And then Sandy Waters would come and wake me up before we went on.
Get up.
Right.
It was terrible.
She'd kick you.
Moose, get off the floor.
So I started thinking about this, and I was talking to our engineer Dylan about this yesterday.
Okay.
And Dylan goes, yeah, easy. I said, you think spending the night at the radio station would be easy? He goes, yeah, I could probably do it for a couple nights.
I said, seriously?
So I said, care to experiment? So he said he would get back to me, but I decided I'm going to get him on the phone this morning. Dylan, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan, good morning.
Lovely engineer, Dylan. He keeps the show on the air.
Dylan, good morning. Are you open to doing an experiment for Breezy, myself, and intern Joe?
I am absolutely open to it.
Okay, I'm not going to ask Derek because he and I had beef.
No.
Yeah, we had beef a couple of years back, so he's not going to come through for me. But we want to know, would you be willing to spend the night at the radio station and then report back to us tomorrow morning? And if that goes well, just spend the weekend and then report back to us again on Monday morning with a full update.
Yeah, I mean, fun facts. I already have a cot in the basement.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Right now, and you go look at our cage, there's a cot down there already.
The cage is crazy.
You have a cot in the basement of the radio station.
For what reason, sir?
It's mine and Derek's cot. Well, you guys know, I mean, part of this job sometimes is us being here from 1 in the morning until 9 a.m. and then coming to support you guys. So
Wait. Time out. You said you and Derek, you guys share a cot? Is it queen size?
We've never shared the cot. Let's be very clear.
Wait a second. I need to know this too.
Wait, I want to go see the cot.
Because
so
you have a wife and kids, correct?
I have a wife, no kiddos. Okay. A wife for sure.
You don't have kids?
No chitlins on my end.
Oh, dude, I thought you, honestly, I'm not going to lie, you give off kind of an Amish vibe. I thought you had like 7 kids at home.
I'm Amish vibe, you know, Moose, I've never heard that one before, especially as a man who loves technology. I'm gonna keep that one in my back pocket.
This man literally walks around with his earbud in all the time.
All day.
And Moose is like, Amish.
Yeah. You think he's barebacking a horse to the transmitter site? Like, what?
How many of you have to sleep at your job? Because sleeping at work, like, just think about that for a second. All right? You just clock out. And now the two machines that you just had to power down, you're rolling a sleeping bag between them and like, all right, until tomorrow.
But Moose, I mean, like, you're not, I mean, it's a little different because you're in the comfort of your own home, but this isn't that much different than people who actually work from home. They don't get a chance to leave. They're there.
Yeah, I need that separation of work and home.
Church and state.
Yeah.
I know. I guess, I mean, I suppose you're right. I guess for some people, it's not that strange, but where's the divide? Like, Dylan, what are you going
to
tell your wife?
And your fake kids.
My fake kids, fortunately for me, I've been in the tech industry for a long time, mm-hmm. and she has dealt with the fact that I've done many, many overnights where I've been awake the whole time. So, fortunately for her, I can just say, hey, I'm doing something for one of my shows, and she'll be like, all right, I guess I'll whip you up a Lunchable, send you with some snacks and some soda, and send you on your way.
We love a charcuterie.
So it would be basically,
wipe her up, you already did.
Yeah. So basically, it would be super easy for you to cheat on her.
No, absolutely not.
But that's
morally, no. Timeline. Yes.
I'm not hating on your wifey. I think it's great that she takes care of you, but I think she could do a little bit better than a Lunchable. But if that's your thing, that's your thing.
If your wife really loves you, she'll sleep on the cot with you downstairs.
I do think if I asked, she would do that. But I will, first off, the Lunchable's my choice. She spoils me. I'm absolutely going to FaceTime my wife the whole time.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. So tonight when you spend the night at the radio station, I want like a log of everything you did, what time you got tucked in the cot in the basement, what time you wake up, and then you're going to report back to us at the same exact time tomorrow morning.
All right. Let me share the one piece I'm nervous about, something we never really talk about. So we have cameras in the studio to make sure everything's secure. We're in a very old Rochester building. Occasionally those cameras just go off and there's nothing there. 3 a.m, camera just goes off.
Wasn't there a Ghostbusters thing here?
Yeah, we did a ghost hunt here a couple of years ago for Halloween, and things were heard and felt and found, and it is, I don't envy you when it comes to that part. I would not want to sleep here, especially in the basement. It's the creepiest place in the building.
I've done overnight shifts here very early on in my career, and there I heard some things. It was spooky, I will tell you that.
All right, Dylan. Well, thank you so much for your contribution. If your wife needs company or help, we're all of us. We can go.
We'll go over. We'll cook up some Lunchables. No skin off my back.
Heck yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for being a team player. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. I like that guy. See, Derek's a pain in my ass, but
he wouldn't even answer your phone call.